with SRN News. I'm Jason Weicker. It will be a bitterly cold caucus day tomorrow in Iowa. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As Iowa kicks off the presidential nominating season, caucus goers better bundle up.
We have a high temperature of 1 degree on Monday.
Chad Hahn is with the National Weather Service.
Though with fresh snowpack, we're expecting those actually may be on the high side, so we may not warm above 0 degrees.
But Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman isn't worried. He says Iowa is the heartland, and he's still expecting strong voter turnout.
Although it may be a little uncomfortable, it will not be a deterrent to attendance.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nice weather, and well, if you're a polar bear, much of the country remains in the grips of the major Arctic blast, sending record low temps even into parts of the deep south. Millions of Americans at risk of a potentially dangerous cold system as the storm's dumping snow from basically coast to coast. Also at SRNnews.com, Pyongyang added again over the weekend.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea launched an unidentified ballistic missile off the North's east coast, but South Korea gave no further details on how far the weapon flew. The missile launch comes days after North Korea fired a barrage of artillery shells near the tense sea border with South Korea. This prompted the South to conduct similar firing exercises in the same area.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Israeli-Hamas war quickly shattering many records when it comes to the history of the conflicts in the region. It's the deadliest and the longest. The brutal Hamas attack on Israel, October 7th, the single deadliest day in Israeli history. This is SRN News. Well, the World Health Organization working on some transgender guidelines.
Critics say what the agency is really concocting is not so much guidelines as an action plan for promoting transgenderism in every country on Earth. CFAM reports that the committee working on the project for the WHO is chock full of radical LGBT activists who are concerned about efforts in some places to prevent children from undergoing sex change operations, amongst other things. The guidelines may be released sometime this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion forces in South Dakota say they'll try to enshrine the procedure in the state constitution this year via referendum. South Dakota outlaws all abortions except in cases of where the life of the mother may be at risk. Several states will consider abortion amendments coming up later this year. This is SRN News. A group of lobster fishermen have sued some fishing regulators.
The fishermen claim that new electronic monitoring requirements designed to protect rare whales are unconstitutional. The new rules went into effect December 15th and require fishermen with federal lobster fishing permits to install 24-hour electronic tracking devices on their boats. The Maine Department of Marine Resources has promoted the new rule as a way to collect better data that can benefit the fishery and help save the vanishing North Atlantic right whale. Five lobstermen who are members of the Lobster Fishing Union filed a lawsuit in federal court. John Scott reporting.
Authorities in Oklahoma City looking into a series of 6 earthquakes earlier in the weekend. U.S. Geological Survey reports the preliminary magnitudes of 2 of the quakes registered 4.1 and 4.3 in the suburb of Edmond. More details at srnnews.com.